Welcome to the Rural Biker Podcast. I'm your host, Grizzly, coming to you live from Outhouse Studios, where we bring you the shit. All right. Welcome to another episode of the Rural Biker Podcast. I'm your host, Grizzly. And as usual, Ruthie's here with me, Ruthless.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon.
And we're going to talk about what's been going on.
A little bit of everything.
And where we're going. And All right. Never mind. I hit the pause button. I don't know what I was doing, but it's been a while. I'm out of practice. No excuses, you know.
But no, we've been busy.
Yeah, we've been busy.
Life has been busy. Life handed us a full deck.
Copy.
And now we're going to talk about it. And now Breakfast he's ready.
I guess this is going to be my first year being unattached to any organization. So
no obligations.
Yeah, no obligations. Still riding. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So there's going to be some changes coming to the show. You know, like, I mean, I used a lot of my experiences with that.
Personal references.
For this show. And I'm not sure how that's going to work, you know, anymore, but I'm still going to be riding. So I guess it is the Rural Biker Podcast. So, you know,
still have our bikes
going to be of course,
still going to be riding,
talking about getting new ones.
Yeah. Still planning trips and being able to take care of things. And absolutely. Cause man, we pulled out the girls just the other day.
Yep. Got them out 2 days ago. I got Freya out two days ago. I still haven't even washed her. I know that's disgraceful, but gave her a quick chamois down. But I need to wash her. It's starting to get nice, super nice out.
Good weather, because we've already ridden to towns a couple of times just because we wanted to break her out. Tim was at work, and I was like, "Oh, just ride to town." And he's like, "Don't you dare ride to town without me." Sorry. You shut your face.
Yeah. And what? It's the second year anniversary?
Yeah. Jerusalem came home a couple years ago, it would be a week ago, but 2 years. I've had Jerusalem home since I bought my first Harley, and I've had her home. Wrecked her twice and have been riding her strong ever since. Don't get me wrong. Like, nothing deters me from riding my bike.
Yeah. The audience knows about those wrecks. We've talked about them in other podcasts. Yeah. So there's going to be, you know, some changes to the podcast. I'm not sure. Like, maybe, I don't know. I'm kind of lost.
We're still going to have adventures, and we're still going to talk about riding, and we still have our planned trip to Yellowstone and Glacier and heading all over the Northwest states and doing our rides. We just are unattached and unaffiliated. He is, but I still run my nonprofit organization for veterans as of now still. Mm-hmm. And we're still running things, still going to try to get rides going and still get things situated until that torch gets handed off.
Right. Yeah.
But so, we still ride.
Yeah, we'll still be talking about, you know, things that we're going
to do. I'm super excited too, because we had a granddaughter 10 days ago. We had a granddaughter. Our youngest daughter gave birth to a healthy 7-pound, 13-ounce baby girl. And so life has been in her pinky. Yeah, it's been busy. It's been busy. Last night we had her all night.
Yeah, we've been trying to help out where we can, you know.
Because they live with us at the moment. And so it's
two more weeks.
Yep, a couple more weeks before they move out. But, you know, first grandchild, first baby, a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I don't miss it. I don't envy them at all.
And we house improvements, gravel. We have new chickens. We have gravel out in the driveway. We're trying to make the shop, you know, working on the shop more. So our bikes are livable.
Our garden tub in our master bathroom is full. It's got chicken wire over the top and there's 10 baby chicks in there. Like just chilling with a heat lamp. Cause
I tend to them. I'm a chicken tender.
Chicken tender. That's right. That is right. That's a good line. But hey, I like the eggs. Turn into little farmers. The Rural Farmer Biker Podcast.
Yeah.
Come on down.
And you're like, being a biker doesn't necessarily stop every part of your life. It just means that you do a lot more. Or like, seriously, like, I bet you any other person that bikes or rides or anything has an exponential parts of their life that they take care of, too.
Yeah.
So it's not only riding, but we just got kind of wrapped up because we had our pregnant daughter move in and then yeah. Dogs and animals and now more chickens and there's been so much shit.
Like super nice. I've been talking about like, oh, we need to go record, but it's been like 60, 62 degrees and sunny, and it's like I got yard to weed and feed and I got a spray and we're putting the slats in the fencing and
tore apart a whole fucking front porch.
Yeah.
A whole ass front porch to make it wide open. And so of course Grizz had to get gravel, so we have to go do gravel in the driveway. Which we just had to ride our bikes over these mounds that he has forgotten to fucking flatten down with the bike.
A little rough.
Mounds of gravel. What the fuck? It's kind of hard to get out of the shop.
Yeah.
With my short little legs on my little bike, rocking back and forth trying to get over that shit.
You got it done though.
I did, but GD, a little rough.
Yeah, but I am excited to have the bikes out.
Oh, I know.
I still don't want to ride up anywhere.
No, higher in elevations. So we're staying on the flat lands as much as possible because it's still cold outside. There's still snow on the hills.
Yeah. But
we have been talking about new bikes, more bikes.
Yeah, I know. They sure are expensive though.
And I've been laid off for a couple of months now. Don't plan on going back to work for a couple more months because I need the summer. I got switched up to like supervisor, got switched up to gross income was amazing, but then got laid off. But in a blessing in disguise, I get to spend time with our granddaughter and help baby.
It was good timing.
Yeah. And then now they're moving out. And so we get to spend time with each other and bikes and needs and necessities that need to be happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're still doing all right. We're fine.
Yeah.
So we're still going to be out riding.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Going places, doing shit. Oh,
hell yeah. Because then we don't have to work with both of our schedules. We just have to work with his schedule because he started a new job. So.
Yeah. Right across the street. So it's nice.
It's been a haywire of fuckery.
Yeah, it's been an exciting winter. So, yeah.
A lot of things going on. But super excited because now I got 2 years down with your semi. Get over 10,000 miles I put on her myself. Just put new tags on her because... You know, got the renewal notice. Shut up. So we had to put tags on the girls yesterday.
Yep.
We put them on both of the girls so we can continue riding. Herd bikes out last couple of days. past several different writers, which is so cool. Make sure you're seen and known, because people aren't used to writers out there.
And watch out for gravel.
Make sure you watch out for gravel and you watch out for those stupid fucking four-wheel drivers. Seriously. Because there's already been an accident and a fatality this year. And we just started the riding season. So please, please be careful. Watch out, because there's an old four that pulled out in front of two motorcyclists and a person passed away. So make sure you look twice. Remind all your peoples that drive cars to look out for motorcyclists. Yeah. Please. Because we like our lives. We really do.
Well, I don't know of any rides that's coming up, like, right off the bat. There's a private event going on, but nothing really happening.
Not yet.
Quite yet. So,
but we're planning on putting something together here for a veteran ride. Maybe raise some money for some flags and some flagpoles so we can donate them to some veterans in the community. I'm trying to get together with a nonprofit that I have going, just so we have something going on. After our private event this next week, we will be throwing something together. We'll hop online. We'll let you all know if you want to join or hang out or come in for an event. It would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
Because we are all about supporting our local community, even though there's people unaffiliated with us. We still have nothing but support for our veterans, America, our flags, our everything that we have going on, and our love of riding bikes. Serious, just period. Our love of riding bikes.
Straight up. Straight up. Well said. Well said. But yeah, figured one of these days I'd work on my RC cars, because, you know, I'm a nerd and I got like two of them, and one of them's like completely tore apart. And Ruthie had to move
the snowmobile.
Yeah, ruthless. I had to. Yeah, see, we've been out.
We've been out for way too long.
Yeah,
I had to move the snowmobile out of my seat so I could sit down and talk on this with my husband.
Yeah, I only have a couple, but they're fun. I'd really like an excavator. But they're super expensive. They're like $1,000.
But it'd be fun.
Oh, man. I'd get my little chair, and I'd sit out there and put my hat on, and I'd nerd out.
Fucking retarded. You're stupid.
Well, shit. I don't know. You got anything? Anything special to say?
Just keep an ear out, because we'll be on here more often, because now that we got the studio like open back up, we're not as preoccupied with everything going on in the house. We still have to remodel the kitchen, and we're still doing decks, but we're finish putting privacy slats on the back so we can still have our barbecues. Just all of our normal. But we're going to try to make sure that we have more time out here for the outhouse studio.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, you know, some things might change. You might one day catch us talking about space or some shit.
Or a sailboat, because we want to buy
Yeah.
That's a
dream.
Yeah. We want to buy a sailboat because our youngest is sophomore. So we have like 3 more years before we need to like take off.
Yeah, before we can do anything.
So we have to be home.
Yeah, it'll be all right. Give us time to prepare.
Yeah, but after, you know, home for the summer so we can ride and then sailboat during the winter times.
Yeah, snowbird at big time. Yeah. Big time snowbird.
Take it off and do our things.
Yeah, it's just dreams, you know, plans. You got to have something to plan for.
We have plenty of plus.
Plus. Yeah, it's not quite a plan, it's a plug.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, well, shit, I guess. What are you looking? Oh, cats are on top of the shop.
Staring.
Right outside the studio looking in. Oh,
yeah. Creed's like, what? What are you guys doing?
I don't think you can make it through this little old window, dude.
But yeah, we have plans and plus. We'll get on here a little bit more. Now they have some time spaced out because seriously, I can't believe how many months has passed by and we haven't done
nothing.
No, we have done a lot. No, I meant with we haven't been doing anything with the podcast.
Right.
Because it's been difficult to even get out here just to talk for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Literally, it's been ridiculously fucked up. Like, I was up with baby since 2 o'clock and like till 2 to 7. So, you know, I'm going to go nap when we go back inside.
Yeah.
Gris is going to get this podcast released and I'm probably going to be snoring while he's gaming because I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Go in and brainstorm. I'll take the notepad in and jot down some ideas for the next one.
But we also, like, because what's his face? He said he'd come out here and do an interview with you for a little while. And man, he would have stories up the wazoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrench. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to just.
I'll talk.
And tell some stories.
Oh, man.
He's been in it for a long time.
A couple of our friends people that we know have gone down this last couple of years that are still recuperating from bike accidents and hitting deer and living in the rural area.
Yeah.
You fucking get into accidents and whatnot. But there's plenty of people that ride trying to get back into that whole groove. Because. Man, people follow us. We'll be out riding. People follow us home. It's okay. We'll feed them. Send them on their way.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's going to wrap it up. Get this. Get the ball rolling on this again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was good. Good to talk to you guys. I hope I hear from you guys. Make sure you email us at
therulebikerpodcast@gmail.com.
Or look us up on our Facebook.
Yeah, we get busy on that again.
Yep. Or you can just let us know if you want to make a guest appearance and come out and tango with the trio. What the fuck? Trio, yeah. Yeah. Come out and hang out with us. Give us a shout out. Give us a call. Text us if you know us. Y'all know if you're on a personal level, we've been pretty busy.
Facts.
So.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. And yeah, we're going to get more busy for sure. Get some new content coming out. Anyway, remember, keep the shiny side up and I'll see you in the chat.